Do you think you actually would have become a full-time professional rugby player?
We would have had the luck, if I'd been fully fit, if I hadn't had my knee injury, as I did, I may well have taken a sabbatical, like, you know, a lot of the other, you know, at the time, you know, the British Police, which I was playing with them as well, you had Dean Richards there, as we said, Dorian West, Alan Wells, not Alan Wells, John Wells, sorry, John Wells, who was the flanker at Leicester, the open side flanker at Leicester, you know, a lot of these lads all were there as policemen, you know, similar service to myself, and they all took 5-year sabbaticals, which means you can come out and come back in any time within the 5 years. You know, and you know, I may well, if you'd been fit, I may well have tried it, as a lot of these boys did, and just see how it went. And you know, because you know, what better job than, you know, a game that you play, a game that you enjoy, someone's going to pay you to play it and to train. You know, to get up in the morning thinking, I've got to go down the gym, and I'm going to get paid to come down the gym, and I'm going to work, and I'm going to go up the athletics track and run up and down the athletic, and I'm being paid for this. And I'm thinking, you know, as a young lad at the time, I used to enjoy training. You know, I used to thrive on that, enjoy that. And it, you know, some people saw it as a chore. You know, I was, as I said, lucky, one of these guys that never carried any weight. So you know, I was a little light lad that could run.
Yeah,
and so as a result, it wasn't the hardship for me as it may have been for some of the big forwards who had a bit more weight. They had to run around on the bleep test and everything else. And I, you know, I would think most probably, had I been not so injury prone, if I had better luck with my injuries, I would like to have thought, as a young lad as well, I'd given it that opportunity to have tried it. And you know, in the modern day, but it's one of those things that, you know, it would have been a hard decision, because if ever you had a big injury to come along, you know, it's the most changing thing. You know, as it stands at the moment, I've now got 25 years in the police.
Yeah.
And, you know, I can retire after 30 and I'll still be young enough to go and look for another job.
Sure.
So financial stability is there for me now, which may well not have been the case had I taken a sabbatical. Then my knee went and I'd have been left with a better career.
That's why I asked the question, I think, really, because you're in a career where your physical fitness is important. I wondered whether you actually would have taken the plunge.
I say a lot of other policemen have done it as well. And you know, at the time I would have only had about 7 years in the job, so it was still early enough in the career to think, well, I haven't invested too much into it. So I may well have. And especially at the time, things were going very well with the Southwest and everything else. So you think, hey, it might have been worth doing, but as it happens, it didn't happen, and so it was. But say that, I wouldn't swap anything for what I'd done over those years. You know, we had made some cracking friends there, and some lovely blokes there, and we had some cracking times. You know, we travelled the world. You know, we're through rugby there. We've been to South Africa a couple of times. Been to Dubai, Singapore, Australia, New Zealand. You know. Italy, we went to Italy as well. I remember on a pre-season tour with Gloucester as well. You know, so we, you know, so we have, you know, travelled along a lot of places. You know, tasted a lot of food in different, you know, and
that you wouldn't,
and whether we wouldn't have done, had a cracking time. Yeah. So there's no regrets. Yeah.
No.
Hey, no regrets.
Well, I guess that's a very good note to end on, Simon, and. Thank you very much.
Yeah, thank you very much indeed.
Yeah, that was
thank you.
That was absolutely great.